This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Tom, what led to the strength in the cattle markets today?
Well, Leslie, I wish there was a good reason I could tell you why we went higher, because actually we started the day off lower. Some attribute it to yesterday's cold storage report, but then the buying return to the market pushed us up on new highs for the week, both in live cattle and feeder cattle. Feeder cattle seeing the best gains today. We're seeing 133 bids in the feed yards. We saw box beef at midday, $2.27 higher on the choice. Selects up $1.15. Total movement of 87 loads. And we saw cattle kill today estimated at 102,000 head. On the close, February cattle were 2 cents higher. April live cattle up 65. March feeders 92 higher. May feeders up $1.10. And April lean hogs $1.52 higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction comes up this Friday, February 26th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. It'll be broadcast live from Embassy Suites on South Meridian in Oklahoma City. They'll be selling 27,000 head, 7,500 yearling steers, 4,100 yearling heifers, 13,000 weaned calves. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. At Superior, we bring the market to you.
Take a drive through rural Oklahoma and you'll see a great thing happening. Young farmers and ranchers working alongside their contemporaries, preparing for a stronger tomorrow. These are Oklahoma's best and brightest, and our future depends on their success. Our young farmers and ranchers like to say, "You're next, are you ready?" To learn how you can support Oklahoma's next generation of farmers and ranchers, go to okfarmbureau.org.
Tom, what's influencing this grain market lower right now?
Well, Elizabeth, I think we started seeing the repeating today of all the negative news that has been around for quite some time, talking about poor demand, plentiful supplies in the U.S. and the world, and it just seemed like it weighed on the market today as we saw wheat, corn, and soybeans make new lows for the week. The corn and the soybeans pushed down near their February lows. Kansas City and Chicago wheat today both made new contract lows. But the good news is we bounced off all those lows today, even though we closed mostly negative across the board. May KC wheat was down 2 3/4. July was also down 2 3/4. May Chicago wheat was down 4.5 cents. May and December corn both closed 2 1/4 lower today. May soybeans were down 0.75, but the November beans managed to close 0.5 cents higher, and May cotton was 59 lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with our market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network.